And we turn from a national look to back home now. Here in Arizona, most people vote using paper ballots. The voting machines we use are designed for people with disabilities, and they produce a paper record of the votes cast. But election officials here are nonetheless focused on shoring up election security as 2020 approaches. Here to tell us the security precautions that Arizona is taking ahead of the elections is Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. Good morning, Secretary Hobbs.
Good morning.
So let's begin by clarifying what types of voting options we have here in Arizona. There are paper ballots, there are machines, the touchpad type things that Eric just described. What do we have?
So in Arizona, in the 2020 election cycle, all Arizona voters will vote using paper ballots, with the exception of the touchscreen machines that we use for accessibility purposes. Every county utilizes those, and those machines do print out a voter-verified paper trail so that we have a paper record of the votes that were cast.
Yeah. During the 2016 campaign, we know that it was reported Arizona was one of the states targeted by hackers.
Yes.
So are you concerned going into this, and what kinds of things can you do to shore things up?
Sure. I want to clarify, we were targeted and there were attempts to hack, but we were never breached. So I just want to put that on the record. So we learned a lot in 2016. We're able to put a lot of security measures in place for 2018, and we're continuing to focus on election security. It's something we work on every single day in our office, and we're focused on getting ready for 2020. We are working really closely with state and federal authorities that are focused on election security, making sure that we're staying on top of the threat environment and preparing for threats that are coming our way. And we're working with the counties to have the resources to secure their systems. And so we feel pretty prepared for 2020.
Well, Secretary Hobbs, let me ask you about what the reporter from Politico talked about in terms of the costs of these things and whether Congress should be allotting more funding. I mean, again, more money is always a good thing, but in a practical sense, how much of a difference could that make if the state were to give you an extra $25 to $50 million to up security?
I mean, it would make a huge difference. I think, you know, we're in a position where we, as I said, do feel that we're doing the things necessary to be prepared. Certainly more funding would be helpful. And in terms of, you know, we're talking cybersecurity things like firewalls, you know, added protection. But when you talk about machines, that's a whole other set of issues. Certainly voting machines are expensive, and those have to be replaced on a regular basis because equipment gets old and outdated and wears out, and funding is important to be able to replace those things.
Yeah. And lastly, before we let you go, Secretary Hobbs, I just wonder if you can give us a sense of the scale of this. Like, so if funding is the answer, do you think that we're sort of fundamentally thinking about funding of elections wrong nowadays? Do we need to change our focus and think about it differently?
Well, I would certainly like to see more focus being placed on funding for election security. I think the round of funding that came out in 2018 was really helpful, and that's what we're using to help the counties shore up their systems. But elections are really the cornerstone of our democracy, and we have to be focused on protecting that.
Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. Secretary Hobbs, thank you.
Thank you.